हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। सो स्वामी विजेंद्र तीर्थ परफॉर्म दिग्विजय इन साउथ डायरेक्शन, वॉट एवर डिबेट्स ही हैड इन साउथ इंडिया ही वॉज विक्टोरियस इन एस्टैब्लिशिंग प्योर भक्ति एंड ही वॉज इन कुंभकोणम। एट कुंभकोणम ही वॉज पासिंग बाय ऑन द रोड and he passed by a well and he saw a snake on the well and the snake made very mysterious movements and Swamiji being a divine personality understood the snake is telling something to me, so he told his followers to see in the well and in the well he found many deities, at least four deities he found. Of that four deities I have got description of three, where three went. So by the mystic guidance of the snake, the deities were found in Kumbakonam. He was traveling to Cochin, so he received the instruction of the Lord in the dream what to do with the deities. So there was one Venkatramana deity, one Lakshmi Narasingha deity, and then Ugra Narasingha deity. You come in front, Mataji. Please come in front. He also found one Varaha deity. So Varaha deity he installed in Varahapur, which is near Cochin. Venkatramana and Lakshmi Narasingha he installed in a place called Taraura or Sthirpura near Kumbakonam. And then he was further walking ahead. He carried Ugra Narasingha Murti with him and he started staying in one place in Kumbakonam. At that time, his disciples and he together were worshipping the deities. But little mistake they would do in Ugra Narasingha deity, there would be fires and fights. So being a divine personality, Swamiji understood that there is some mistake happening in the worship of Ugra Narasingha. That's why there are fights and fires happening here. And he tried his best to perform the worship in a very meticulous way, attentively. He guided his disciples also, but still he couldn't stop the fires and fights. So one day he got so frustrated, transcendentally of course. He told the Lord verbally like this to the Murti, that I want to commit suicide now, because if I cannot please you and I am always making a mistake, it is better that I die in the ocean by jumping in the ocean, and I will take you also along with me and end my life. That time the Lord appeared in his dream and told, I'm not angry with you, but I want to move from this place away. I want to go to Mulika Kshetra. Take me to Mulika Kshetra. That is Mulki. And they were in Cochin, that is very far from here. But it was on the coast of the bank of the ocean. So he started walking. Immediately he picked up the deity of Ugra Narasingha and started walking without any delay. And he walked day and night, resting in the night, walking in the daytime. He passed and travelled and travelled and travelled. And he came to a place called Padupanamburu. That is a place where Ravana installed Shiva's deity and Lakshmi's deity. Yeah? That is where even Hanumanji got down. So they came there. And when they came there, they were told it was only 5 miles from here, which would take only couple of hours. And Swamiji was so eager to fulfill the desire of Lord Narasingha that he didn't want to take a stay overnight there. He wanted to just leave immediately. So he asked the king, the local Jain king. He requested, can you provide us some light? Because all this while they have travelled only in daytime. But now because it's small distance, they didn't want to waste another 8 hours in sleeping and then get up and start walking. They were very eager to serve the Lord the way he wanted. So when they requested the king was Jain king. So he thought, I don't know which kind of people they are, what caste they are from, are they good or bad, I don't know anything. So he refused to give them light. Light means lantern in simple. So because the king himself refused to give light to carry the deities forward to Mulki, all the more Vijayendra Maharaj felt that this is not a proper place for Lord to stay. If the king is like this, what to speak of the people? The king is not ready to serve the sannyasi. I don't want to even stay in this place. So he just left. He said, I will live in darkness. The Lord is source of all the light, will guide me. And what happened? Lo and behold, he walked only 3 or 4 steps immediately in off season. There was no rainy season. A thundering came from sky and hit the palace of the king. And the full palace was ablaze within seconds. And it created a huge fire in the sky. And that lighted everything. And Swamiji immediately took the clue and started walking towards Mulki. And the king's men and king's soldiers were struggling to put off the light. Not even one iota of flame was getting reduced. In fact, it was increasing and increasing and increasing only. I was wondering what to do. Such a huge, the whole palace was like a big flame in the sky. You can imagine what kind of fire it must be. It created so much light that till Mulki it was lit with the light. So the Swamiji took clue and immediately ran from there. And he very hurriedly in the middle of the night, faster than other times, reached Mulki. As soon as he reached Mulki, the fire got extinguished. So then, that was the month of Margashirsha, Purnima. So Swamiji established the murti over here, of Gokul Narasingha. And that was the day, it was said that when he actually came in the village, and he put it somewhere, no? Before actually he came to this place, right? He put it in many places, but wherever he put, fires took place. So then till he reached the right place, the Lord said, this is where I want to stay. When he came here, all the fires, all the everything was stopped. Then on the Purnima day of Margashirsha month, Lord was ceremoniously established. And the full village, everybody from many, many villages around, with the Mulika Kshetra king, called everybody. And there was feast for everybody. And Lord was bathed and established by Swami Vijayendra Tirtha. There in Padapanamburu, the king wanted to repair the burnt palace. And he would cut trees and bring. When he would cut the trees, they would look normal. When the cut trees would be coming in the palace place, they would appear burnt from inside. See, about 1 tree, 100 trees, 1,000 trees, and everything was all right there. They checked everything. The moment they would enter in his area, all the trees would appear burnt from inside and they would appear very hollow and all coal-like situation. So he was like struggling for many months to repair his palace. Then he thought something mystic is going on here. So he called his Jyotishi. And Jyotishi studied everything, asked everything, and he said, you have done big aparadh of a pure devotee of Krishna. And he also done aparadh to Narasingha Dev. You have not understood that Lord Narasingha, who is there now in Mulki, had come to your palace and was expecting some service from you. And you refused. Not only you refused, but you insulted the Swamiji by not providing light to them. So because of that, the curse is upon you and your palace will never get repaired. Unless you go to Mulki and beg pardon and fall at the feet of the Swamiji. So the king was quite humble actually. I mean, he was not arrogant. He didn't say, I don't care like that. But he humbly came all the way here. And the news came to Mulki that king is coming to beg pardon. So then Vijayendra Swami received him with great respect. And Swamiji and the king fell at his feet and said, please forgive me, I didn't recognize you. I refused my service to you and offended you and the Lord together. Please beg the Lord to forgive me. So Swamiji immediately begged the Lord. And he was forgiven. As Swamiji forgave, Lord also was forgiven. Then when he went back, immediately his palace was repaired. And then when he saw that when Swamiji forgave me, my palace got repaired, which I couldn't repair earlier. By mystic happenings, it was not getting repaired. He fully understood that Gokul Narasingha is Supreme Lord residing here and Swamiji is a pure devotee. So he again came back to Mulki and he said, I have failed to serve you. I have failed to fulfill the request of God, Narasingha Dev. So now I am repenting and now I want to offer some service. Can you please come with the deity to my kingdom, Padapanamburu, and get all the devotees of this village. And I want to serve a big festival for all the devotees. So then King Vijayendra, Swami Vijayendra felt the queen is, king is offering such request, so much humility and so intensely desiring to serve us, we should not refuse. So he took Bindu Madhava from here. So he requested, he talked to all the village people and took Bindu Madhava as a representative deity, Utsav Murthy of Utsav Ugra Narasingha. And everybody in big procession, palanquin, singing songs, went all the way 12 kilometers from there to Padapanamburu. And then Lord was hosted in the forest with nice pandal and everything. And a big feast was served by the local devotees. And all these villagers had nice feast over there, festival, celebration, songs, dramas, everything. So in the commemoration of that festival, every year on the same tithi, there's something called as Vana Bhojana. And Bindu Madhav travels from here, all the villagers travel from here, and they go to Padapanamburu, and there they have this Vana Bhojan festival. Even now, every year there's a particular tithi is there, on the tithi in which on which Swamiji had gone, the same tithi, everybody goes there. Now the king is no more, and Vijayendra Tirtha has gone, but both the villages have that loving tradition, and that village, even today, all villagers come together and contribute, and these villagers are treated by those villagers. That is Ugra Narasingha, Ugra Narasingha deity. So our village is a very mysterious village. I will tell you some mysterious nature of this village. In our village, you cannot perform Narasingha Dev drama. Now you will wonder, villages after villages here are Narasingha Dev devotees. Because when Ugra Narasingha came here, so much prosperity came here. You know, temple was very small before of Vitthal Dev. When Ugra Narasingha came, it became very big. Everything expanded like anything. So much prosperity came. So you can see the many, many circles here. They appeared after Ugra Narasingha came. And then later on, Bindu Madhava came. But Ugra Narasingha was the main entry. Like an entry with great bang, you know. So many, many villages became devotees. And I know simple looking villagers, you know, sometimes they look illiterate. But when they start talking about Narasingha Dev, you know, their inner devotion erupts. And the way they speak about Narasingha Dev is so contaminating, contagious that you feel inflicted with the severity of the mood of devotion of these villagers. And I have witnessed myself how much these devotees love Narasingha Dev. But you cannot perform Narasingha drama here. Because first time after Narasingha Bhagavan came, they wanted to perform the drama of Narasingha. So everything was ready and the drama was going on very beautifully. Everybody was trained beautifully. Of dialogues and action and everything. But when time came, Lord Narasingha Dev appeared from the pillar, ran towards Hiranyakashipu, dragged him down, took him to the threshold, and actually tore him apart. Because Narasingha Bhagavan entered into that personality, who was performing his role. So actually in the drama, it was not a drama, but really the Narasingha Dev person tore the abdomen apart, took the intestines out and wore it in the garland like actually happened. And many people were watching, they were thinking it's a drama, I mean they may be doing drama, but actually there is in fact, later on they realized Hiranyakashipu acting personality is dead. It's not a drama that they took out intestines and they had tied against the abdomen and the red color in that. Actually they found him dead. So then there was a police case and Narasingha Dev acting person was arrested and then they decided not to hold drama again. But some other time they held the drama of Ramayana and this person came out of the jail and he acted as Dasharatha in that drama. Maybe I'm mixing up two stories if I'm not. So anyways, so when this happened, then they decided that not to hold drama again. Now I'll tell you a story of Mayapur devotees. Again, few hundred years of back, in days back. There was one devotee who acted as Narasingha and tore apart the Hiranyakashipu, the drama. So he was arrested by police. He was in jail. Then he served his sentence and he came out. And again he acted in the next drama as Ramayana as Dasharatha. And when he was crying for Lord Ram, he actually died. So he was not doing any show. Actually, he would leave the role, whatever role he was playing. So when he actually died, the people believed that he was not intentionally trying to kill Hiranyakashipu in the drama. This is a Mayapur story, a true story. But here, when Narsingadev first time killed Hiranyakashipu actually, since then, in these villages, all the villages around, no drama takes place. Because they have faith that Narsingadev will appear again, and we don't know what will happen. Also, if you give them any calendar of Narsingh Bhagwan, because you know them as Narsingha devotees, so you will feel, oh, they will be very happy if you give them Ugra Narsingha picture of Mayapur. So if you give them that picture, none of them will put that picture on the walls of their houses. They will all bring it to temple, and you will find many Narsingha pictures hanging on the temple walls. Because if they hang any Narsingha picture in their house, either there will be fire or there will be fights in the house. So although they are ardent devotees of Narsingh Bhagwan, they will have some other deity in the house. Venkat Ramana, Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman. They will chant Narsingha Stotras and all Narsingha prayers every day in the house. But they will not have deity or photograph of Narsingh in the house. Because I also presented many photographs of Ugra Narsingha to many devotees who came from my hometown to my house. They were asking for some donations for raising Jinnodhara. So we gave them money. And with great love, I gave them many Narsingha pictures. That time they told me, thank you very much, we'll take the picture, but we'll hang it in temple only. You cannot hang it in the house. This temple, if you go around, now it is closed actually. So there are many, many big stores. One store is full silver store. One store is full gold store. You have solid silver Hanumanji. You have solid silver Garuda. Huge, big this size, one side, solid silver palanquin. And on this side we go, smaller size little bit, but solid Hanumanji, solid Garudji, and solid gold palanquin is there. And gold ornaments are there. And there are many faces of personalities, which they use it in dramas and everything. And there's a huge store is there, on both sides. This side is gold store, that side is silver store. And because ISKCON devotees are very sincere and in following principles, and they're very, they appreciate the holy places and the pastimes of the Lord. So these pujaris, they really appreciate ISKCON devotees. Whenever ISKCON devotees come, they really treat them very well, nicely, respectfully. Because last time when we came here, we did full kirtan going around the whole circle.
Center.
Yeah, inside circle. Nicely, ladies and men dancing very systematically, respectfully, with dignified way. They were dancing and performing kirtan very systematically. So all the people, pujaris, came out to watch. And they were saying, please come again and keep doing such kind of activities here. So we did a lot of kirtan, then we did katha, again we did kirtan, we went around. So we had enough time. We had come in the 4 o'clock in the afternoon, until 8:30 in the night we were there. We took dinner that time here. With so much of respect, they were serving prasad to us and talking to us and inquiring, and not like today. Today was a very different experience, but that friend of mine, relative, is not there. But I will only carry those loving experiences with me, which are many, many in the past, rather than carry one experience now and spoil everything. So many times I have come here, maybe tens of times I must have come here from last 1997 or something. And when I came here, after I left Vrindavan full time and I came here, I felt presence of Vrindavan in Udupi Krishna and here also. And since then, because my mama was a great kirtaniya here, he had a catering business, but he was a chief integral part of a kirtani system over here. My mama died about 7-8 years back. And my Azoba, my mama's father, was a very loving personality, and he was very famous in the whole village. When his son became the chief singer in the kirtan party, he became more famous. So today also when I come here, I am known as Ramdas Mama's nephew, who stays in Bombay, whose sister is married in Bombay, like that. So now also when I come and I meet the most elderly people here, I introduce myself again, you know Ramdas Mama, I am his nephew. So they immediately recognize me. The doctor name you know, who stays in Bombay? Oh yeah, yeah, we know, like that. So, he would sing very nicely. Yeah, yeah, I sing, my daughter sings, everybody sings. So such is the legend of our temple. That story I will definitely tell you. I forgot to tell you. Good, you reminded me. That is a very important story. Now, briefly going in the history back, to summarize, Bali Maharaj wanted to perform 100 Ashwamedha Yajnas, and Vamandev came and subdued him, took away all his wealth, made him a beggar. And everyone knows the story till this point. But the real story begins from there. Everybody thought that, oh, Lord Vaman came, put his foot on the head of the Mahabali and threw him in the hell. That's not true. Actually, Lord blessed him. He said, I will apparently put you in hellish area. But the Sutala Loka, which I am going to award you, is going to be much, much, much more opulent than Indra's abode, Amravati. I will give boon to you that you will remain there for thousands of years in the company of your demoniac family members. But the demoniac nature will not affect you at all. You will be uncontaminated, undisturbed, pure devotee of mine for all the while. You will never forget me. Third thing, in Sutala Loka, you will never experience tiredness. You will never ever feel exhausted. And by looking at your opulence, the demigods will envy you. And they may think of attacking you. But before even they think of attacking you, I give my chakra to you. And my chakra will protect you for any onslaught. And why my chakra only? I am also going to accompany you, to stay with you as a doorkeeper. So all of you must be remembering that when this pastime was happening, Prahlad Maharaj already appeared there. Prahlad Maharaj has came here. When Lord bestowed so much mercy on his grandson, Prahlad was very impressed, so he appeared there. With his Narsingha Murti, which Lord had bestowed upon him, when Lord came as Narsingha and Lord was departing, Lord Prahlad said, my Lord, I want to behold your form constantly, but now you are leaving. Please give me your Murti so I can see you constantly. So Lord immediately gave his Murti to him, Ugra Narsingha. Like he is tearing apart the abdomen of Hiranyakashipu and two arms tearing apart, wearing garland of the intestines like that. That Murti, Lord immediately produced and gave it to him. And Lord then taught him yoga. That is called as Yoga Narsingha. And then Lord left. And since then, Prahlad was worshipping that deity, beholding that beautiful form of the Lord. So when he appeared at the pastime of Bali Maharaj, at that time, he brought the deity of Narsingha with him. And he was hearing the benedictions given by Vamandev to Bali Maharaj, that now Lord is going to accompany him personally to Sutala Loka. So he said, Lord, I also want to come. Please let me come. So Lord said, yes, you also come. So then he thought, if I am going and going to see the Lord personally every day, why do I have deity? So he left that deity in Varahapur. And that was in long, long, long years back in Satyayuga. And here, just 800 years before, when Vijayendra Tirtha Swami was passing by, in that well, the snake made signals and found the same deity which Prahlad had worshipped. And that was the deity Swami Vijayendra picked up from the well. And that deity spoke, I want to go to Mulki. And Swamiji brought him to Mulki. So this deity is not only deity. Now you must have understood that Vitthala, Bindu Madhava, Kala Bhairava, Venkatramana, Ugra Narsingha, everybody has come from outside only. Because this place is very special, very auspicious and very pure. That's why all these so many lords chose to settle down over here. And this became such an example of Venkatramana temple that our Swamiji duplicated this concept in every small, small township here. So you go to Mangalore, you go to Suratkal, you go to Podubidri, Madubidri, you go to Udupi, then you go to Kalyanpura, Santekatte, then you go to Manjeshwara. Everywhere you'll find Venkatramana temple in the same concept. But they are very smaller in size. But this is like the original Venkatramana temple which ever existed. So this, after this, then many replicas took place, and Swamiji established Venkatramana temple everywhere in the place. So what to learn from this place is, Lord's desire always prevails. Whatever you may say, whatever you may do, Lord will always let us, ultimately get us do what He wants. And what is our role in that? Whenever Lord expresses His desire through signals or through instructions or through this, we must immediately surrender to Lord's desire. We should not argue or discuss or, you know, this way or that way. Lord's desire will be always fulfilled by Him through somebody. If it comes to you, you are fortunate. And thus, because of the generosity of the Swamiji and the devotees, the temples are prospering over here. You know, there is no dearth of funds. Nobody appears to be begging everybody. They have enough funds for all the festivals and the naivedyam that they do. Every naivedyam is very typical. There are, I told you to show the kitchen to you, right? They have big copper patras. In the copper patras, they fill it up with brim, dal, sabji, and rice, and saram, and everything. And they first offer to, in between, Narasingha Bhagavan, Venkatramana. Then all the pots, they are divided amongst the four demigods. Hanumanji, Garudadev, Lakshmiji, and Ganpati. The handas are divided, and then they offer to them, and then it is served to all of us, like that. All Mahaprasadam, what we ate. Yeah. Like that. So we are very grateful. And the Lord has so mercifully offered us whatever He has given, whatever He has honored Himself. And today what I felt, which I always keep speaking in Barsana and every other places, that we should come to a holy place to meet the Lord as a beggar in the heart, the feeling of beggar. Because we may have money and we must have booked AC rooms and must have come by flight and this and that. But in this world, we are actually beggars of Krishna's mercy. All that we think what we have is all temporary. And why I thought that we should fill up tiffins over here, rather than paying money and eating in the train some dirty contaminated food made by drunkards and womanizers and gamblers, it is better to beg in the temple of Krishna and get little prasadam and fill our belly with Krishna prasadam, rather than risking our soul with some paid prasadam out of our pride. I'll pay and buy something and eat something which is made by some sinners. Even if we apparently have received some unpleasant treatment, but still the Lord has given us His prasadam. We have already filled our bellies and some more prasadam He has given. So we should be grateful when the Lord blesses you. And apparently when Lord gives you a little bit unpleasant treatment, we are ultimately beggars. We come to beg for the mercy of the Lord. We don't deserve anything. You know, when we have pride, we feel insulted. But if you are truly humble, there is no reason to feel insulted. Because Lord is always testing you. Whether you have pride or false pride or ego. So we don't mind begging. We don't mind being rejected. Because beggar means also you can get rejected. Beggar means he doesn't get everything, everywhere. He's not receiving anything everywhere. Because he is asking, it's not a must that everybody has to give. The beggar goes, somehow say, go ahead, don't come here, don't come again here. And next house you may get something. So like that, whatever experiences we receive in the holy place, we should only remain grateful in the heart. And Lord has given us so much of mercy. We never speak about it. But when one experience of bad thing we get, we keep repeating it several times and keep on meditating about it. We feel feeling hurt about it. But the Lord has blessed us so much in the past. Instead of remembering one bad experience, we should throw it away from the heart, delete it permanently, and only carry all the good experiences which Lord has given us in the past in various places. And I myself am a recipient of such good treatment, such loving treatment in this same place only. Unlimited number of times. But Lord is just teaching us many lessons through such experiences, that we should not be attached to happiness and sorrow and respect and disrespect. We should simply remain attached to the service of the Lord, and one mind will tell you, I will never come here again. I'll never see the face in temple again. I'll never eat here again. But you should convince your mind that we are not here to show our pride, how great we are. We are here to, we come here only to beg for the mercy of the Lord. Beg for the mercy and be grateful whatever we receive by the mercy of the Lord. We can't say there was no achar, there was no sabji, only once it came, second time it didn't come. Only rice was there, chapati was not there. In the house when we go, we are treated by the host the way the host wants us to treat. And we go as guest. So whatever host gives us, we should gratefully accept it. And that is what is going to help us ultimately to purify our soul and receive the mercy of the Lord. So please thank the Lord. Ugra Narsingha Bhagwan, so much nice darshan. When we came, how much lovingly that Nayak family received us, how much Swamiji was telling, please go, take darshan, go around. So we should delete whatever we have experienced and take only wonderful feelings of love and devotion and appreciation in the heart. So, thank you very much. Sri Venkatramana Bhagavan ki, Ugra Narsingha Bhagavan ki, Bindu Madhava Bhagavan ki, Vithala Bhagavan ki, Swami Vijayendra Tirtha Maharaj ki, Nithai Gaura Premanande, Hari Hari Bol.